Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, coaching, meditation, and all the other great things going on at Om. So this morning we're going to be talking about the advanced practice of beginner's mind. There's this very commonly used phrase in both yoga and meditation called beginner's mind. And most people immediately think that this is a practice that's just for beginners. But true to form and all the styles and disciplines of meditation that I've experienced, the beginner's mind is the direction we're going, not necessarily the direction that we're coming from. And in some ways, you're going to find that it feels like a very advanced practice. Usually when we begin something new for the first time, we experience an air of curiosity and openness, and we're willing and open to learning something new, something that we don't already know. Honestly, the biggest obstacle we can come up against is when we think we already know something. We get completely sidetracked by our ego's version of what we know about the way things are, and we disconnect from that part of us that's free to explore. This is often where this experience of stress is felt. It's sort of a pressure cooker in our nervous system and in our minds that we'd better know what we're doing and thinking. So we have this illusion that this knowing keeps us safe and secure. Meditation, just like yoga, are these practices of learning to stay in the place of beginner's mind, or to bring ourselves back from the pressure of being the expert. To liberate ourselves back to this place of open exploration and a heightened quality of observation. When we practice meditation, we become the observer, the beginner, the novice, every single time we practice. We use tools of tracking the breath or scanning the body or using phrases to keep ourselves coming back to that place where this open space resides. And it's as if we're inviting a part of ourselves that knows nothing and can observe everything with this open, curious mind. Imagine for a moment that you've got this wide open space inside of you. It's your awareness, this place that's unencumbered by the burden of all the stuff that you know, or the stuff you have to know, or that you'd better know. This wide open space has the perspective of the curious observer and the witness of your experiences as they're happening. It's like being able to push a pause button in our consciousness. It's a resting place where we're free, innocent, and at ease. So today, we're going to meditate as if we've never done it before. Some of you never have and will have the advantage of being a true beginner. And some of us have meditated many times and may even have experienced this sense of open space and this freedom of the mind, but we can quickly lose it as that part of us that likes to know, that likes to replay all the things we know and should know, distracts us from the simplicity of just being this observer. We will immediately feel the contraction of that space. And if we follow the thoughts and the reactions, and even these behaviors associated with the thoughts, we'll quickly abandon the open space of not knowing. And obviously, it isn't a place that we can live in 24/7. Knowing stuff is useful when it's useful. But also, knowing how to give yourself the freedom to stay curious and open will give you a sense of balance and peace that you can carry with you and access at will. So go ahead and find a comfortable position so we can begin the practice of beginner's mind and creating this open space within. So wherever you're sitting, you might want to have your back supported, your feet grounded on the floor, and your hands resting on your thighs or your knees. And if you'd like to have your hands touching, rest your left hand in the palm of your right hand and let your thumbs touch. This Zen mudra helps you open your mind and helps you actually relax the mind. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And blow as slowly as you can out of the mouth. Good. We're going to do that two more times. Inhaling deeply. And blowing nice and slow. And the third time, entering this open space with these three cleansing breaths really tunes you in and lets the nervous system and the mind come into the present moment, lets you slow down. And now you're just going to let your breath go in and out of your nose. Notice if it's deep or shallow. If it feels like there's an effort, don't worry about it. You're just the observer. It'll slow down. With each breath, you're letting go of control and allowing the natural flow of breath, the natural function of breath to occur. Imagine that you are stepping out of this busy person, this busy mind, this busy knowing self, into this observer, this open space in your mind where you can see and feel and smell and taste all of your environment without having to do anything at all. You can notice the temperature of the air when it comes in through your nostrils and notice how different it is when it goes back out. Now to bring the mind into focus on what you're doing, to join the observer, we're going to give it a task. And we're going to have it label your breath by naming it. Inhale when you breathe in. And exhale when you breathe back out. And you'll do this two or three times. This is a way of refocusing the mind because it will wander off into what it knows. That's its favorite thing to do. It's a habitual thing to do. No big deal. We just turn it back around and have it focus on the breath, saying inhale and exhale. Good. Now I want you to imagine you can move the breath and the mind and this big space into your feet, that you can feel the weight, the temperature, the sensation of the feet against the earth. And it's an open, curious space of feeling. And if the mind wanders off to talk more about your feet or some other subject, you just bring it back. And you say to yourself, feet, as you breathe in, and making more space as you breathe out. Then move that awareness up into your ankles, your shins and calves, up into your knees, up into your thighs. And let the legs be heavy and supported by whatever you're sitting on. Allow that spacious mind, that breath and awareness to move into your back, your hips, your low belly. And notice if there's any tension. This is almost what knowing feels like. Having to be something and giving yourself the freedom to soften into that space. Let the belly go from the inside out. And then move into your hips, the side body, up into the ribs, the middle back. Noticing your diaphragm expand and contract with each breath. And move that spaciousness, that observer, that breath and mind into your chest and under your arms, and feel the tips of the shoulder blades tucking down into the body, while the heart rises, softens, and is open, ready to receive whatever is new, whatever is in your awareness, moment by moment. It's as if we can feel the open space within us, and we can reside inside that space at the same time. Let your collarbone spread, your shoulders drop to your elbows to your wrists and fingers and hands, aware of temperature and sensation and weight, vibration. Your jaw softens and your teeth are parted and your eyes roll down, releasing the face and making space from the inside out. Even your brain seems to soften and release its grip on knowing what is and letting things be as they are instead. The top of the head stretches to the sky, lengthening the back of the neck. And we settle into the open space, the curious beginner's mind, tracking our experience as it unfolds breath by breath. And when the knowing mind wants to wander off, to think about all the stuff you know and all the stuff you need to do, you gently remind yourself that's just thinking. You label it, just thinking, and you come back, connect with a body part, the belly, the hands, the jaw, and you label three breaths, inhale, exhale, and let yourself open into that space within. You're going to continue practicing, and I'll check in with you in just a little bit. Notice where your mind has gone. Notice how your body feels, and if there's areas of the mind and the body that feel tense and contracted, generally wrapped around something that we think we should be doing right or something we know or don't know. Let it all go. Step back into the observer. Label the breaths. Return from thinking to the open space. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home. And today we're just resting in our beginner's mind in an open space within, observing and letting be.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body feels and your state of mind. The moments where you felt open and the moments where you felt closed down. All perfect, exactly as it is. This is your opportunity to rest, to find balance and peace, and to bring these moments into the other moments of your life. You've been listening to Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. That's brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna. We're a meditation studio. We also have coaching and all kinds of other good stuff going on. So look for us at www.omlagunabeach.com or call 949-415-6718. You've been listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. This is Lori, and I'm wishing you peace along your way today.